What made you decide that you wanted to make that leap from being a city council member and actually run for mayor here in Keokuk?
Well, one of the things is that our Tom Marion wasn't going to run again, and the field was wide open. My term was up, so it was just good timing for me.
What do you feel you bring to the race? Some of those qualities, traits, experiences. What do you bring to this race?
The experience, for one thing, 6 years on the council, and seeing how city government works, and how realizing that not everything is as easy as it seems. We have situations where you think, well, this is an easily rectified situation, and then when you get into the nuts and bolts of it, you find out that because of this law or that ordinance or whatever, that those things are not as easily corrected as what you think they are at first. So my experience on the council, I think, is going to help me a lot as mayor. And my opportunity to have worked with the city administrator for the last 2 years has been a wealth of knowledge for me, and I'm looking forward to winning the mayor's race. I'm looking forward to working with Aaron.
And that's what I was going to say. That's one of my questions I'm asking the candidates. Do you support that form where it's a part-time mayor and then having that full-time city administrator?
I do. I'm not sure. Right now, as of January 18, 2018, it goes to a part-time, what we have now is cut in half again, so it will actually be 10 hours a week, and the pay cut down more. I am not convinced from what I've seen that that position can be done in 10 hours a week. I think we'll play it by ear and, you know, go that first year and see. But on days when you have a city council meeting, you're going to burn up 10 hours in that day. So I don't believe that. In my estimation of being on the city council and seeing how things work, I don't think that position, I think it requires a minimum of 20 hours a week. And so we'll just have to see, but I'm willing to, you know, give it a try.
One of the things that's unique for you, if you move from the city council to the mayor's office, you would be going from making the policy, making the votes, to more of that role of the face of the city, no longer casting those votes during meetings. Have you thought about how you would handle that type of transition from being that directly involved to kind of taking that step back?
Well, I have, and I really want to be the voice and face of the city for Keokuk, because I've got a lot of ideas. This is my hometown. I've seen a lot of things changed, a lot of things come and go, as all of the citizens have here in town. And I want to get to know our city staff. I want to get to know the people that work for the city. I want to pick their brains on how they can better do their job. Instead of just telling them this is the way it has to be, usually people on the job have a better idea of how to do their job better than anybody else does. And so instead of having a committee formed and tell them, well, we're going to try this. Like a few years ago, we got the bigger garbage cans, and we tried to tell the garbage collectors how to better do their job. Instead, I was on that committee at the time. We brought those workers in and asked them how they could better do their job. And they give us the answers that we needed instead of us trying to tell them how to do their job. So I'm looking forward to that, being the face of the city, hearing from different needs from different business owners, walking the streets, talking to people, going in and out of different businesses and talking to people every chance I get to see what their issues and concerns are. And I want to make City Hall more of a user-friendly place to be, where you can bring your concerns to the city and I can be that advocate between them and the city.
What would you see your role as mayor being? You talk about reaching out to people, being more talking to people. Sometimes the mayors can take on certain initiatives, work in certain areas while the city administrator works in others. What would be some of those areas that you would put more of your time and focus into if mayor?
Definitely public relations. Want to change the image of the town. You know, we've got kind of, Keokuk's got kind of a poverty mentality. And I think we can change that. I think attitude is everything. Bring back pride in Keokuk again. Bring back pride in our city streets and our homes and, you know, things like that, where we can build that spirit of Keokuk again.
When it comes to the city, I mean, obviously you've been on the council here. What do you think maybe in the next year or so is the biggest challenge that's ahead of city government, that's ahead of the city, and how as mayor would you work to address it?
When you talk to people, the biggest issue that always comes up is our streets. I mean, and if I had to pick one thing that is the biggest issue right now that we've got to deal with is this ongoing sewer separation and the streets. The reality is that most streets in town will be fixed when the sewer separation takes place. It's difficult to be able to tell someone with a bad street to say, yes, your street is bad, but it's on the list 2 years down the line, and we're not going to fix your street and then tear it up 2 years later and put it back again. I mean, that's just throwing money away. So it's difficult to be able to tell people that. You know, I would love to be able to say, as mayor, I'm going to get your streets fixed. But with this ongoing sewer separation project, that's how it's going to be done. That's how it has to be done.
Is that where some of the PR, that public relations builds in, letting people know, kind of building that trust with the city about that in the future?
Absolutely. Giving people the truth. You know, let's not whitewash anything. And I want to be upfront. I want to be honest and have better a relationship with the citizens. Maybe not always telling them what they want to hear, but telling them the truth.
Some issues that are going on right now, and obviously, as we mentioned, you won't have a vote on this, but you'll be involved in those discussions. One thing, this giant barge sitting right there along the riverfront now, what would you like to see done with that? What do you think should be done with that project?
I would like to see it like a convention center used for Eagle Days, community events. Set it up to where, for instance, that maybe different restaurants in town could go in there and cater out of that, just bring their food in, because all of the equipment is there. Once we get that up and running and working, that equipment is there. So then at that time, you know, they could bid on it or however that goes, go in there, get that that contract or whatever to do that event, whether it be a wedding, whether it be a community event or whatever, and then they can cater that out of that. There can be different things going on there all the time. Use that as a community center.
The city's put a lot of emphasis on late on dealing with dilapidated structures, neglected properties. Is that something that you'd like to see continued if you were in the mayor's office?
Absolutely. We've got so many homes. We've already increased that budget quite a bit to take care of buildings and homes that need to be demolished. And I'm just not sure how we're going to be able to afford to do all that. That's one of the things I want to work on and get those situations taken care of. Because right now we are increasing that budget to do just that. But we've got buildings that definitely need that attention. And that's an ongoing thing in an aging town.
And obviously one of those buildings is the former Unitarian Church on 4th Street. The city is giving a gentleman out from Des Moines an opportunity to see it, to see if he can do anything to save this building. Do you think this is the last run for it? Do you think this is the last? I mean, after multiple attempts, is this the last one?
That's a good question, Jason. It's let me put it this way. It's a can of worms. We have given multiple chances. We had a court order back last March for the city to have permission from a judge's court order to take that building down. And then the process kind of stopped because we had these different entities come forward saying that we want to save the building, which had been tried before. I personally walked that building before one of our last council meetings and seen the shape that it's in. And it's going to take a lot to, you know, I applaud any group that could come up with the money to save that building, but I'm not sure that that's going to ever be a reality. My concern was, from the city's standpoint, is that these groups could get that in their name and then they could get insurance on it. Then it can stand there, it can fall down, whatever. It's not on the city. My concern is liability on the city. And the longer we do nothing, the worse that building gets. So, you know, I said in the council meeting that it's kind of like having a 17-year-old family dog that you have to put down. You love the dog and you don't want to put him down, but at some point you have to do what's best for the dog. And I think that's the point where we've reached for this church.
obviously up and down the river, you've got communities like Burlington, like Fort Madison, like Keokuk, dealing with declining population, trying to get some stuff done. Do you see those efforts? Would you work on those efforts for regionalization, working with the county, with the different cities, to try to see if there's ways to work together on items? Do you have some ideas on any ways to look at that?
I would. I would even like to have some type of communication between the different cities. I mean, I'm even talking Hamilton and Warsaw and the mayor of Fort Madison, you know, and having some kind of constructive ideas go back and forth because we're kind of an extension of Hamilton. Hamilton is an extension of us. And trying to come up with some ideas, some cross-sharing where we can come up with things that we can do in our communities that build that up, that have ideas that we can grow and change together. So, absolutely.
Any other ideas, any other initiatives that you would bring to the office that we haven't touched on?
One thing that I really want to focus on is we have to do something about our aging downtown. I've talked to Joyce Glasscock and Main Street, and, of course, she's a big advocate for saving these buildings. And we talked about the Unitarian Church. I wish that we'd had someone come forward 20 years ago when the church could still be saved. And we have so many buildings along Main Street right now that are 20 years out from being in the same situation that the Unitarian Church is in. And I would like to focus on grants where we could get these buildings fixed up, the city could go in and get them stabilized, and then market them to people that might be interested in putting a business in these buildings. You know, there's grants out there that we can get for upper-level housing, we're increasing the facade grants and things like that. There's block grants through Main Street, Iowa, and there's all kinds of things that we can do to save our downtown area, because if nothing's done, we're going to be looking at the same situation where we had with the Green Tambourine, where it fell into the street and imploded. So, and I don't want to see that happen to any more of our Main Street businesses. We have enough parking lots.